Across America, BP supports more than 275,000 jobs to keep energy flowing. Jobs like building grid-scale solar energy in Ohio and producing gas with fewer operational emissions in Texas. It's and, not or. See what doing both means for energy nationwide at bp.com/investinginamerica.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Jeremy sent me this quiz here, and we can all take it. Because, I think all of us have gone to at least one national park, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. Everyone? Yeah, probably.
I guess, yeah. Probably gone through one.
These are 10 strange and surprisingly specific national park rules. He wants to know if I've violated any of them. And the first one is no giving birth in the Saline Valley Hot Springs.
That's Hot Springs National Park
in Arkansas. Yeah. Apparently, ladies have been giving birth there, so... they had to put a moratorium on that.
Bunch of hippies.
That had to happen a bit.
I'm wrong. It's Death Valley. Saline Valley Hot Springs in Death Valley. So,
giving birth in Death Valley.
Yeah.
Hot spring also.
It's hippie stuff. Let's go give birth there.
Right.
In
Don't
water.
Use the pool when you're sick. Mandating that children who aren't potty trained wear waterproof diapers.
Yeah, we used to get those for the kids, waterproof diapers.
And banning human bodily waste from the springs. Pets aren't permitted within 50 feet of the pool. And if you want to go rafting in Grand Canyon, no pets. You can't bring your dog on a rafting trip through Grand Canyon National
Park. I don't
think
you should take a dog on the raft anyway. That seems like a bad idea.
That's probably...
I just picture a dog with a little helmet riding down the...
Getting... Freaked out in the middle of a raging river.
Yeah. Service animals. They make an exception for service animals.
Yeah, the service animal doesn't want to be there either. Like, what the hell is this? I didn't sign up for this dude.
No.
I'll meet you downstream.
Maybe.
Leading cause of death in national parks is drowning.
Yeah.
Really? I figured it'd be falls.
Shenandoah National Park, that's just outside of Washington, D.C. There is no burying your poop less than 3 inches, so you got to dig a better hole.
I mean, come on.
Do you bury your poop when you camp, Tux? I don't camp, so my poop in the toilet most of the times, or in my pants.
I have a little spade, and it will go down. I'll dig down about a foot and bury it that way.
A foot?
Yeah. Okay.
Do you bury the hole first?
That's a good point. Do you poop on
the hole first?
Let's see. I usually dig the hole. You know, right behind a stump and drop it in there.
Poop in the hole.
And then cover it up.
Yeah.
And this is you on vacation.
Yeah.
Jason.
Nice relaxing vacation. Better make sure I have the shovel so I can bury my turds.
Yeah, I got to bring that shovel to Vegas next time.
Step one, you dig a hole in the earth.
There was a story about a guy that, as a prank, was pooing in every hole at a golf course.
Yeah, it said in Denmark for 10 years.
Did they catch him?
They didn't say.
Oh.
They said there's been a mystery pooper pooping in the holes.
Yeah, it's clever.
Norway.
It's rude, but it's clever. But the first guy that plays that hole goes, son of a bitch. But there's a lot of gimmies after that, don't you think?
Yeah.
The grossest hole in one you've ever had.
You're going to be surprised the first hole.
That means he walked up and probably aimed his butthole over that at night, took out the pin.
He's got to have good aim.
Yeah, he must be.
Real good aim.
Yeah, he's an experienced camper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Somebody knows
how to drop it in the hole.
Like that guy, he had to poop. Did he bring it in a bag or like what did he, was he dropping right there?
I think he dropped right in the hole, man.
Good question.
Right in the hole,
and we all know somebody who would put their, you know, make the putt, walk up, see the poo and go, well, I'm still getting the ball. I need that ball.
I don't know.
I know. I can think of one person that we all know. I think that would
Todd,
get the ball.
Yeah.
No, I think Todd would leave it in the poo. But there's a guy that we used to work with that I think he would.
I need the ball, right?
He would get the ball.
Have you heard? You can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad free. Good news with Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. the stress and crowds of holiday shopping can put a damper on your holiday spirit, and you don't always find all the perfect gifts you're looking for. The Virginia Lottery's games make easy and tremendously fun gifts for all the adults in your life, even you. Celebrate the season of gifting with Virginia Lottery Scratchers and online instant games. For more info, visit valottery.com/holiday.
Oh, it depends on the golf.
That's why I play Pinnacle, in case there's poo in the hole.
And I got hand sanitizer in the bag somewhere, I'm sure.
I'm not fishing the ball out of the poop.
Nope.
I'm going to leave it.
No.
That one's just, that's into the ether. I'm not going after that one.
Or the guy you're playing with, don't tell him it's in there, and he reaches down and start talking to him while he's reaching down. He might look at you, reach down right there.
Oh, yeah.
Finger in the poo. Yeah.
This one is for all national parks. No teasing the animals while they breed.
How about just not teasing them all together, man?
The right. Feeding, touching, teasing, frightening, or intensional disturbing.
You mean sexually tease them? Like, look at me.
Nesting, breeding, or other activities. Yeah, you don't throw rocks.
You looked in your puss.
The big bull elk that's humping the cow elk. You don't disturb them. You let them be.
Looks like you could use a third.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do that.
Be rude.
That's sexual teasing, though.
All right, you may be a little more familiar with this, Tyler. Washington, D.C. National Parks.
I'm in D.C. a lot, actually. What?
I'm only aware that the mall is a national park.
Yep.
And there's no intimidating golfers or tennis players in the D.C. National Parks. So is there golf
what do you mean, intimidating
and tennis? Is there golf and tennis?
Not in the mall, not in that area. I haven't seen
anything
downtown.
There might be some places that are run by the National Park Service.
Yeah.
That have a tennis court.
What do you mean intimidating them? Like walking up and saying,
kick your ass.
What kind of stupid rule that is, man.
You call that a chip shot?
Yeah.
No balloons in Joshua Tree National Park because,
that's why the Huskers stopped releasing them. And plus, they weren't scoring, you know.
Because they're litter.
Yeah.
And they worried that the animals are going to eat them. Oh, this one.
That's, I get that it's pollution, but it doesn't say much for the animals that are like, I should probably eat that.
Yeah.
I don't think they enforce this one, but no swearing or making obscene gestures in all national parks. But when I do that, it's usually just me and somebody else.
Jason put out a photo of a girl flipping them off in the car yesterday, made her famous. It's pretty funny, man.
Yeah.
You pulled up beside her and she just flipped you off. What'd you do?
She, so it was merging down to one lane.
Right.
And, traffic was going, and she did not go. I went around and got
and
in front of
made
her.
Made her mad?
And she was
it's
not.
Great. It's a great shot. Look at it. Dog.
She was not the winner of the race we were apparently in. And so she's behind me. Meep, meep, and then she pulls up beside me, and then she passes a little bit. And I was dying laughing. I pulled out my camera, started recording it. And
you did? And you got a still shot of her just flipping you off, man.
Yeah, still shot.
Check it out on his socials.
Good
there.
Gal.
She's
going to
love that. Good gal. And earlier this week, Nick asked if planes have horns, in case people are in the way when you're flying. So
right.
He actually asked that question.
Horns that make sound.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Not like bull horns. Not like elk horns.
Get out of my way.
I'm flying here.
Get out of the way, geese.
That would be cool if there was an airplane that had like elk antlers on it.
Yeah. It might affect the aerodynamics of it a little bit. But wasn't there one of the planes in
the Milwaukee Bud should have that for sure.
It should.
Didn't one of the planes in airplane have a little yarmulke and like the Jewish scarf?
Yes, it did. It said Jewish Airlines.
Israeli Airlines.
Israeli Airlines.
I forget what it is.
I would like to see more costumed airplanes.
It did have the curly sideburns on the side of the plane.
Acidic curls and everything. Yeah. Classic.
That's a funny Jew joke right there.
Classic.
Yeah, that's classic.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.